Hey, everybody. You're listening to President Sean's Rotary Roundabout, Episode 16 for Week 18 of the Rotary Year, October 29th, 2018. Hello, fellow Rotarians and friends. I'm Sean Mullen, president of Club 27, the Rotary Club of Des Moines. My year of service as president is for the Rotary Year 2018-2019 that began on July 1st. Welcome back to Rotary Roundabout. Thanks for tuning in and to all of you who are offering comments and ideas on this podcast. I appreciate them, so keep them coming along. Last Wednesday, Rotary International marked International Polio Day with several activities at the local, national, and international level. Several clubs in the area marked the day with activities, noting that we're this close to ending polio. While Club 27 didn't have any specific activities planned, there is an upcoming polio-related activity that's in the planning stages. It's the 11th annual Rotary Polio Plus Iowa Wolves basketball game to be held on February 2nd of 2019. This particular effort was started in 2009 by Des Moines area Rotary clubs to support the collaborative efforts of the World Health Organization, the United Nations, the United States Center for Disease Control, and Rotary International. This partnership, that was first envisioned in December of 2008, has now raised over $105,000 through ticket sales, contributions, a 50-50 raffle, and a barbecue cook-off, enough to immunize over 160,000 children. The February 2nd, 2019 game against the Memphis Hustle will also include an NBA quality halftime entertainment show. Now, I'm not exactly sure what constitutes an NBA quality halftime entertainment show, but hey, I'm sure it'll be worth the price of admission. So you know, there are now currently 20 reported cases of polio in the world. Last year at this time, there were 22. Speaking of our district, be sure to attend the annual District 6000 Rotary Foundation Dinner this Saturday on November 3rd. This is being held at the Sheraton West Des Moines Hotel starting at 6 p.m. with a social hour, dinner at 7, and with the evening ending around 9 p.m. It's $50 a person. Also this Saturday, it's our District 6000 Rotary Leadership Institute. You can learn more and register on the District 6000's website at rotary6000.org. Our keynote speaker at this week's meeting will be Mark Nelson with Freedom for Youth. Freedom for Youth Ministries is a Christian missionary effort based here in Des Moines. Their role is to unite and empower Christian communities to reach young people from kindergarten through 22 years of age, with programs that help them to stay in school, learn life skills, prepare for the workplace, and develop healthy relationships. Their programs include tutoring, after-school activities, meals, job training, and residential services for post-high school students. If you know of someone who might be interested in this subject, please be sure and invite them to attend as your guest. Also this Thursday, we'll start to promote awareness of our annual Thanksgiving food cards for area families in need. This will continue a years-long association with Fairway Food Stores in providing these much-appreciated food cards. The Communications Committee is scheduled to meet this Thursday at 11 a.m. at one of the designated roundtables in the dining room area. And the Membership Development Committee is scheduled to meet from 1:15 to 2:30 after our meeting in the Oakview Bar to plan out a strategy to help attract potential members to our club. You know, both these committees are doing important work that are vital to the future of our club. If you have time and interest, please consider attending. Remember, too, that makeup credit is available for all committee meetings. I want to be sure and direct your attention to our Facebook page, where we're highlighting one of our newest members, Jay Segal, with a slideshow of his introduction from last week's meeting. This is something new that we're trying out, so we'd like your feedback on what you think about it. That's a wrap for this episode of Rotary Roundabout. Please feel free to let me know what you'd like to have featured or other ways that I can make this medium beneficial to our club and Rotary overall. Thanks for listening, and I'll look forward to seeing you around Rotary.